you probably were a bit of a fan of Jurassic Park, were you, Kat?
Yeah, a little bit scary for me.
Well, that came out in 1993. And I remember that because I was doing my A-levels at the time. And for those who can't remember the storyline that made Michael Crichton an absolute fortune, it's absolutely brilliant stroke of genius writing. But the idea was that a mosquito had fed from a dinosaur, that the blood inside the mosquito had been preserved because the mosquito was stuck into a blob of amber, and that scientists were able to get the blood out of the mosquito, get the DNA out of the blood, and then clone a dinosaur from that. Now, that was a brilliant idea, but it's never actually come to pass because, believe it or not, despite the fact that it's now 20 years since Jurassic Park, no one's ever got fossil blood out of a mosquito. Until now, because this week in the journal PNAS, Dale Greenwald and his colleagues there at Washington DC's Carnegie Institute, they've actually published the first example of extracting a mosquito's last meal from a mosquito that died 46 million years ago. It's a beautiful fossil. It's preserved in what would have been mud at the bottom of a pond somewhere in Montana. And what they did with this fossil was they first of all shone X-rays onto it, and X-rays excite atoms in the material that's in the fossil and make different atoms glow different colours. And we know what the colours are that correspond to different atoms, so you can work out what chemicals are in there. And the back end of this mosquito, which is very engorged, just like a mosquito that's just fed in the fossil, is full of an iron signal. And of course, blood is full of iron, which made them think, well, it looks like there is genuinely some blood or constituents of blood inside this mosquito fossil. So then they use another technique, which is called TOF-SIMS, which stands for Time of Flight Secondary Iron Mass Spectrometry. And what you effectively do is you blast the surface with a stream of charged particles, and these dislodge molecules from the fossil, which you can then suck up and put into an analyzer, and it works out what they are. And when they did this, they got a really strong signal for a kind of molecule called a porphyrin ring. And hemoglobin is an example of a porphyrin ring. Hemoglobin is the red stuff in our red cells, which has got the iron in the core of it. And so they're suggesting that this is the first example of demonstrating that chemicals can be preserved inside an insect, inside a fossil, from 46 million years ago. So maybe Michael Crichton was onto the right thing all that time ago.
But we haven't actually managed to get fossilised DNA out and analyse it, have we? So I still think Jurassic Park may just be in your fantasies, Chris.
No pleasing some people, is there?
Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway,